Hello and welcome to episode 329 of Sprinkles and Geek. I'm back.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we had a scheduling snafu.
All on me.
Like, I'm very glad I didn't go ahead and purchase my tickets.
You can always refund them, actually. It's really easy, too.
Sure, but yeah. Like, I'm glad I didn't purchase my tickets to go to the movie that we were gonna watch.
Yes!
So, we were going to review Maleficent this week, because yes. A whole bunch of stuff came out this week, and then we've got Terminator next week.
Double Tap
came out this week. Zombieland came out this week. Jojo and the White Rabbit. Is it the White Rabbit?
No, Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit. I don't know why I got right. What?
Because White Rabbit, The Thanksgiving and Alice.
Came out.
Next week, also Current War, I think, comes out, and I really want to see that. Like, the nerdy side of me really wants to see that movie.
Which is Current War?
That's the one where it has Nikola Tesla versus Edison versus his name, and it's just all them fighting. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, historical feuds, I'm all fucking into that shit.
So, I did not make it to see Maleficent, because...
You're welcome.
Somebody changed the plan on me a little early this morning.
Love you.
However, you did go see it.
I did go see it, yeah.
So, we're going to get a little bit of a review from Hammer on Maleficent. We're obviously not going to come back with our spoiler-filled review, because I don't want it spoiler-filled for me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to fill you with spoilers.
So,
as you probably can tell by the title of this episode, I was not very impressed by the movie. I think it's the same way I felt initially with Toy Story 4. This movie is not necessary. Except with Toy Story 4, I was impressed by how much they made it necessary. Or they made it, you know what, this is not something I needed or wanted, right. But you made me want like it. The movie doesn't make sense. And I won't go through... I love Duke Boom.
Duke Boom's amazing.
I won't go, obviously, into too much details, but just what you see, obviously, it's the continuation of the first one, which neither of us were really that enthused by. We do, I still think that she's perfect for the role. Like,
so good.
Spot fucking on, and the act, like, everything, like, the makeup, the work, and everything like that just fits perfectly. But the movie just, it's convoluted, it doesn't really make sense. It starts off on a weird footing, and it ends in a weird footing, and it also has a lot of weird footing throughout the movie. It doesn't make sense.
Does it end on a... We might come back again.
Not really.
Okay.
I didn't feel like that strongly. It just felt like, hey, we're still here and you like us, right? I actually left the movie like for about a couple minutes and I was like, oh, I guess that wasn't too bad. And then Jackie and I started talking and I was like, that movie was really terrible. She also agreed. She's like, I didn't like it. We had one of those things where they asked us to fill surveys and we actually just gave them back to them and said, we don't really feel like filling a survey out for this movie. It felt kind of bad.
Well, I mean, that...
I should have,
that,
but I was
that
like...
That makes your voice heard.
I know, but I was just so, I was like...
It's one of those things that
this.
If only people are positive, they're like, look, everybody loves this movie. And you're like,
I know.
Oh, no.
So I should have.
You're contributing to the delinquency of minors.
I am causing the mistress of evil to continue.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That was good. I was just thinking about that one.
All day. Let's be honest.
Because you said Maleficent in our text. Like, I was like, okay.
I was like, I got to double down on the
map. The Mistress of Evil is...
There's cool parts to the movie, and there's parts that are kind of neat, but there's a lot of the movie that just doesn't make sense, and overall, like, the whole movie doesn't need to exist. That's the problem with it. Again, still, notwithstanding, Angelina Jolie is fucking perfect for the role. Just give her something else different to do, or don't. Just show her in promo things, and you're good. I would say skip it, personally. I don't think you're missing out on anything. Okay. Unless you were die-hard fan of the first one.
No.
Which I don't think there's many that we did.
There was enough to be...
Make it two.
There were people excited about this, so...
I also feel like Disney's doing this weird thing of pushing out, like... turds of live action movies because
but it's
they feel
okay
like,
because it has the Disney name on it.
It
people
is.
Won't hold Disney accountable for
and
their shit.
I think they're cheaper maybe than their CG or animated ones, which is why they're pushing out so many of them, because you see that with like Doolittle and shit like that. And Jungle Cruise, which both her and I are hard pressed in because it looks dumb and
okay,
it,
right,
you know,
but like they both look stupid, but Jungle Cruise looks fun stupid,
yes,
and Doolittle
looks
stupid.
And this movie was just mess stupid. Like the story was, it's a fantasy thing, and with fantasy, I want more.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't provide. And I'm starting to get this perception that anytime I see a Disney live action film, this is what I'm getting.
It almost feels like it's the straight to video sequels that they did in the 90s of like every animated movie.
Yeah. No, I definitely get where you're going with this. Yeah.
It's where you're like, it's not horrible.
No, it's just
like, you didn't need to do this to the like you're hurting the legacy of the previous.
Yeah. 100% agree on that.
All right. So you say skip it?
I say skip it.
All right. Hopefully we'll come back next week with at least another 1 to 2 to 3 reviews. We'll see what happens when it comes to movies. Yeah. We're going to have to figure out which one we see, either Zombieland or JoJo.
I really want to see both.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough to...
JoJo especially. Oh, fuck. I really want to see that.
I do really want to see JoJo. And then everything I'm reading about Zombieland is that it's actually good. And I'm like,
Oh, that's encouraging.
Yeah, like, huh.
Okay. I mean, that's the best kind of surprise I can hope for.
Yes. Because, I mean, we both really liked Zombieland the first time, but yeah. I haven't seen it since we saw it in the theater.
Yeah, we might watch
it again soon. That was a decade ago.
Fuck.
You're welcome.
Fuck. You ever realize you get older and time just passes you by and you're like, whoa.
I mean, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right, yeah. I might be able to see both, but I mean, I might prioritize whichever one you want.
It depends on how we decide we're going to record and things along those lines, so we'll figure it out. But we'll come back next week with some sort of new movie review that we'll both see, as long as somebody doesn't change the schedule again.
Yes. Fuck that person in particular.
So we are going to get to some nerd news. There's actually not a lot to talk about.
Do you want your spring review first or no?
We should probably do that, shouldn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah.
So before we do that, 329 episodes in.
It's still fresh.
I think we fucking know what we're doing.
We're keeping ourselves on our toes.
All right. So, yeah, we are going to get to our streaming review, which, again, this is the month of horror. We kind of started a little late, so this is going to be our first of four.
Mm-hmm.
We had a suggestion by our listener, Christy, that...
House of the Witch?
Yeah. So it's House of the Witch on Netflix.
I couldn't tell if you were doing that because of the football in the background or because of the movie.
No.
It's because of the movie, okay.
It's because of the movie. So, a bunch of kids on Halloween decide to have a party in a haunted house.
Yes.
That's been abandoned since the 80s, but somehow still has electricity.
Yes, also has people cooking in it.
Okay, but... No.
Yeah.
Has electricity. If you walk into a house that's been abandoned for 30 plus years and it still has electricity, just get out.
Yeah.
Why are you like, oh, the power still works? And I know it's for the... It's easier to see in the movie and all that jazz. But, like, as a real person...
Was it? There's quite a few parts I was like...
But...
Want to try to flashlight at my TV screen to see if it works.
As a real person...
Yeah.
If I go to turn on the lights and the lights turn on, I'm like, all right, I'm out.
That's the...
Unless they... Like, I can understand maybe the... The yard was still manicured and everything, and it was being maintained by an estate, and they just, like, couldn't go inside. Yeah. Then I'd be like, okay. And you could have written that in there extremely easily.
One line.
But they didn't. So you have six?
Six.
Yeah, it's six, because there's...
Three guys, right?
And then there's another kid hiding.
Who dies beforehand.
That's the only good part of the movie.
I mean,
I saw it coming, but, like, it was still kind of fun when he gets smashed by the cage.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, why are you taking your time? I know what you're doing. You're setting me up for the squish.
He got the squish.
So they are in the haunted house, and immediately things start happening. They start seeing visions and hearing noises, and...
Like, they start seeing, like, the weird things in the corner of the... Like, your sight kind of thing, and, like, mirrors and all that shit.
It turns out that the woman that owned the house was accused of being a witch.
She was drowned.
They drowned her in the house, I guess?
I don't know, around the house, maybe? And she's...
Trapped?
Stealing things from them to escape?
I don't...
That's the thing I got from the end.
What I don't understand is, so she inhabits the girl's body at the end, or I don't want to say inhabits her body, because she kills her, takes her heart, and is free of the house. So, like,
I watched part of this on mobile, too, by the
they're
way.
They're not the first ones to go into the house, so why didn't she do that before? Did she need a certain amount of victims and parts for... Like, they didn't talk about that, because why these kids were able to free her.
This is the parts with, like, horror movies that usually kind of get me a little bit, is like, I don't need to know everything, but and if you put a mythos out there, you need to give me enough.
And this was a made-for-TV movie, so, like...
Yes.
The production value wasn't high. The acting value was very low.
Yes.
Oh my god, that jock dude! I was like, dude.
There was points where it was like, don't worry, we got to stick together. We got to get her, and I'm gonna repeat my line 5 times. Yeah. Let's go. And I'm like, I'm glad you got it down.
At one point, he's like, "What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?" And I was like, "Nothing's going on. You need to die."
Yeah, exactly. Faster. I wasn't really terrified. I didn't jump, really. I did watch some of this on, and I was wondering and worried a bit that, because I watched some of it on my phone because I was in Vegas this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, it's easier for me. I'm glad we chose a Netflix one because I know I can download and watch it. And I was like, maybe that detracted from it. But I didn't feel that spark of like, with horror movies for me, a lot of it is that first scare. They usually do something in the beginning to kind of set the tone for the entire movie. Or they don't, and they just say, you're going to feel it as you go along. And I was thinking back to Grave Encounters, where there's that point where they... I would think about it as like something online they mentioned is like crossing the threshold with horror and haunted movies and stuff. It's usually when you can tell when a person in the story crosses from one world to the other. Like the haunted world, essentially. Okay. And you can start seeing it when usually windows are closed off, doors are locked, that kind of stuff like that. Usually, essentially, when you step in. And I was expecting it to be, like, a really, like, good vibe, but they never really established their vibe. And their creature, the woman that... I thought back to, like, 13 Ghosts, even. Of just, like, when that movie came out, one of the things they were so excited about is every ghost had a personality, almost, and there was art for a direction for each one. I didn't feel it for us. It felt like a laxed version of the Grudge Girl.
Kind of.
Or Samara. Samara from The Ring. I was like,
Yeah, I was not into this movie.
It's not the worst. It's just not.
But it gives me hope that I could make a movie.
Yes, it's good.
So, yeah. At least there was a cute Asian, which I appreciate. Any movie with a cute Asian, I do appreciate.
Good.
So
good to the land they know you, right?
But I can't recommend this. I didn't like this.
No.
It wasn't
fun as much?
No.
And I was hoping for fun.
Well, or just, I mean, I was hoping for scary or something, and I was just like, this is not fun and but good.
Christy, don't stop. We're cracking.
Yeah, don't stop believing.
Because I love it still. But, yeah, I'd say skip this one.
Yeah, I'm a total skip. I was a thumbs down on this thing. So for this week's stream review, we had a lot of suggestions for us to watch Hereditary because we talked about it and
apparently people really want us to watch it, which was good.
Because we watched Hereditary. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
We do have a suggestion for our fourth movie from our buddy TK, and he's like, but it's not only good if you're desperate and it's not good. And I was like, thanks.
I don't want a desperate watch.
No. So if you have something you want us to watch, that's a horror movie, please let us know. HBO Go, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix. Did I forget anything?
Nope.
That's it. HBO Go. I said HBO.
Amazon Prime.
HBO Go. Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let us know about
329 episodes.
gmail.com.
Shit.
Ben Hammer on Twitter. You can reach me. I am at Tarskippy.
I'm at Grant Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. It's all right, buddy. It's cool.
You
were supposed to be in a theater at this point, remember?
Yeah, I was supposed to be cashed out, so I'll accept that.
I'll cash you outside.
She's all right.
Teeth.
Granted, she's from Tennessee, so like you have to. She gets a few extra points just because she's attractive, so she's automatically like super hot because she's from Tennessee.
I like how we're criticizing the crowd shots of a football game. That dude with those glasses, though, man, he's got it on.
So we're gonna go ahead and get to this week's nerd news. There's not a lot that we want to talk about.
No. Halloween usually is pretty slow too, because everyone's kind of like ramping down and just getting ready for the holidays.
Well, you've got the holidays in, I mean, really a month, basically from this point is where you hit, because Black Friday, and then it's going to be, I mean, we're in the fast forward towards the end of the year.
It's already going to be November. That's the thing that blows my mind still.
Yeah. We're in the fast forward to the end of the year, so it's right around the corner.
Jesus.
So what we're going to talk about is we got some casting news for the Batman. It looks like we have 1.5 villains.
I'm curious to see how many they try to jam in this. I've heard some thoughts about this, though.
So, like, we've got Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman.
Yes, which she was in Fantastic Beasts.
Yes, and I'm okay with her.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, the casts are going younger.
Yeah.
But they're not going too young, but they're still going younger. It feels a little bit CW-y with the crowd.
Okay.
But I still think that, you know, this is going to be a Batman movie. And then you get, for the first time in 20 years on the big screen, the Riddler is coming back to a Batman movie.
Who's the guy?
Paul Dano.
I've heard of him.
He was in 12 Years a Slave and There Will Be Blood, but I can't picture him in anything. And I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave. And I remember I wasn't into There Will Be Blood as much as everybody else was.
I think I watched it all. I remember everyone talking about it. I'm excited that. I just worry about them jamming too many villains in there, but I don't know how they do it if they could do it right. Because historically, especially with Batman movies, the more villains you run into it, the better it gets. That's Joel Schumacher's thinking. it's never really been that good. I'm excited to see another take on the Riddler, though, because they don't do that character a lot.
No.
Catwoman, they do.
Yes. I feel Catwoman's easy.
Yeah, well, I think so.
You know.
No, but I think, like,
I think it makes Riddler sense. To make him
a threat.
A threat and an adversary. Like, they've done him amazingly well in the Batman games, I felt.
Yes.
But I haven't seen anything on screen that I was like, yes. Kind of like Penguin. Like, I never thought Penguin was. But then in Gotham.
Yes.
Robin Lord Taylor's amazing. And I was like, okay, I'm on board with this Penguin.
I've never really gone into Gotham, and I don't think it's probably going
to
be worth
it. No, I'm time. Going through it right now to just Burn go through it. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, they said there are probably going to be other villains as well, so I'm curious to see what other ones they do. Because Riddler and Catwoman's an interesting combo. Like, I don't see them really teaming up kind of thing, you know?
Right, well, I don't see them teaming up, and there was talks of Penguin being in this movie.
Yes, because Jonah Hill was supposed to be it.
Jonah Hill had passed on Penguin, so it seems like Penguin's in this movie because he passed on Penguin, not like...
Oh, he wasn't sure if he was going to be Penguin or Riddler, actually. I think that's what it was. I can't remember anymore now.
Fuck. I thought, from what I gathered, is that he passed on Penguin.
Yeah. I'm just genuinely kind of curious. I don't know. Again, I have no idea what this is. This is also the Robert Pattinson one, which I'm just curious. Yeah.
Apparently Jared Leto is out as Joker.
Not surprised.
Nope.
Is anyone surprised?
No. This is the problem you had with the DCEU was
they were
trying to catch up instead of build.
And they didn't really lock people down, or did they really build people up the best
way? Yeah, and you didn't want to. I mean, you have, because I think what I'm gathering, what I remember is Ezra Miller and the guy who played Cyborg, both of their contracts are done.
Are they already?
So
already?
The only ones that you have under contract...
Is Jason Momoa?
I think Momoa's under contract for a sequel. And obviously you have Gal Gadot, who's under contract for Wonder Woman 2.
Yeah. Fuck.
So they had no idea what they were doing. And you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
And... I mean, I feel the same way about Star Wars. We'll get to Star Wars in a minute, but you can tell when these companies don't know what they're doing, and they're just dumping water out of the sinking ship, trying to save it, and then eventually they just kind of, hey, we're going a different way. Oh, so you had no idea what you were doing. We have a different vision we want to do now. Sure you do.
It's that idea that they're trying to do this huge world building spanning kind of thing, but the question you have to ask yourself is, do you really need that? They feel like they need it because Marvel did it. But even Marvel's running into issues right now with, like, the whole Spider-Man thing. Like, how are you going to do this? How are you going to try to keep on characters going? I'm like, they don't even know if they're going to do the same kind of grandiose kind of spanning thing series again. I've heard tons of talks about that. With DC, I'd just be happy with good shows. And we've gotten that with, again, people are wrong, but Shazam is good.
Yeah.
I liked Justice League, it's not great in any means.
No, it's not great, but
it's
not,
fun.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Loved Wonder Woman, except for the third act. Gets really weird.
But that's a superhero movie.
Yeah, it is. I loved Man of Steel.
The more I go back to it, I'm like, yeah, this was really good. How did you do this, Zack Snyder? What happened?
I think he was distracted or something like that. Someone did, like lens flare, and he's like, ooh.
Transformers is the same way of, like,
I mean, Michael Bay.
This was really good. What happened?
And you're like, are you okay?
He's like, hold on, I'll get you another one.
Did you have a stroke of genius?
I'll get you another one. Oh, okay, I see what you're doing here.
And another.
Yeah, I'm not... We'll see.
I'm going to hold off on it, but I'm going to see it, obviously. It's just one of those... I don't even know if I want to see a trailer for it, I guess. I kind of just want to go... I would love to just go in blind.
No, I need to see a trailer.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen. I'm going to see one.
And you have to sell me on this.
Before you'd actually go there?
Well, I mean, I know I'm going to see it, but like, I'm a Batman fan, and you have to sell me on what you're pitching me.
I'm curious. I feel like Robert Pattinson can do it. Peter Patterson.
Fuck that dude.
I feel like he could surprise, but I haven't seen anything that shows me he can or has. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm not fan. Looks like, speaking of Star Wars, new trailer, the final trailer is coming out tomorrow on Monday, because you know what day we're recording now, but well, we're talking about football, so it doesn't matter. So the new trailer's coming out tomorrow on Monday.
I don't know what else they're going to show me. And I also don't want them to show me anymore.
Yeah, like, you're going to show me things that I haven't seen. And I'm like, but I don't want to see things that I haven't seen.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the Knights of Ren. I want to know they're there. It appears that they are. I definitely don't want to see the Emperor. If you fucking show the Emperor or, like, Zizor or Thrawn or anything that shouldn't be in this movie, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't want to see any of it. I just don't want to see anything. Because no. I'm like, I'm going to see the movie.
Yep.
Let me make my opinions on there. I don't need anything else to either ruin it or try to build it up.
Right.
Because there's nothing you can show me right now that'll make me like completely change my mind around versus seeing the movie and having it speak for itself. Good to know I'll be avoiding that.
I mean, I'll watch it because...
I'll be trying to avoid it.
It's a Star Wars trailer and that's what I do.
Stop hurting yourself.
Yeah, I'll let you know if you can watch it or not.
Okay.
So, hey. And then Fortnite stopped playing for a day.
You lost their shit. Right,
people were freaking out that this game that made billions of dollars last year had shut down.
Really? I had friends that are teachers, and their kids could not stop talking about that. That's all they could talk about. They're like, can you believe it?
Do you really think they would be like, we're done?
No.
We don't like printing money. No. So we're done.
They're making so much bank off
that. But apparently people thought that it was over.
There was a lot of rumors they were sprinkling about whatever they're going to do. But I think that's why they did something so big. It's funny because it's a nonstop hype machine. I would be so exhausted working there.
I mean, none of the other of us have played it.
Nope.
It's free. You can play it. I
have no real.
Don't really have an interest to play it. I guess we're showing our age when it comes to that. But they shut down basically for a day to launch a whole new map and new modes and yada, 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 yada. The internet lost its shit for a little while, and then it came back and was like, hey, no, it's still here. You still have things to do after school.
Mm-hmm.
In school.
And they're like, oh, okay, all right, here you go. Back to go. Again, they're just doing it because they're hyping like a new map, essentially, which for them is a big deal because mm-hmm. they've been playing, they always modify the existing map all the time and add stuff to it.
But right.
Again, we joked about maybe playing it, but I was like,
it's there. And I'm like, maybe one of these days, but then I'm just like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I don't really care.
I won't keep up.
Yeah.
So, kids yelling at me.
I'm okay with little kids banging my mom.
Oh my god.
That didn't come out the way. That didn't come out the way that I meant.
No, that's. Oh, it's okay. That's perfect.
Bong bong. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Totally not what I meant.
Law and order, man. Law and order.
All right. So we're going to get to this. Man, this is a really short episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think this is maybe one of our shortest.
Well, and I've told this before, and
I'd rather have a shorter episode.
And you agree with it, but that we're not just going to talk to fill time. Like,
no,
there's no reason to. Like, if we're not into the conversation, you guys aren't going to be into the conversation. Listen to us not be into the conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, why waste your time?
I mean, but we could talk more about time for time's sake. I have a watch in my hand. Sorry. No, I'm about to say, like, it's... Yeah. But that's okay.
It's
okay.
Well, we'll have a... Wow, that was a beauty. We'll have a 3-hour episode of episode 9, so, like... we give you short, we give you long. What do you want? Do you want it short and fast? You want it long and slow? Hard.
He's slow, but I was thinking hard. I was like, hard too? Yeah, that's fine. Actually, slow probably makes more sense. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, we're going to get to this week's pod question, which was brought to us by our buddy over here, Hammer.
And I want to know, what was the one, and apparently I tweaked my question right. a little bit, what was the last movie that you watched that had an emotional impact for you?
We got an answer from our buddy TK, who went with Endgame. Mm-hmm. Not sure. I guess because Tony died, and it was the end of the MCU as we know it, essentially. Yeah. You know, they're still going to continue, because, like Fortnite.
Yes. It's over.
Sure.
Tomorrow. Hello!
Well, I guess it's something we could have talked about, but...
What?
That Venom and Spider-Man might... Like, they're teasing that, and I'm sure that's... That was the hang-up of why Sony wanted...
They want to expand their universe a bit
more. Spider-Man out of the MCU. Because they... The contract was written where Tom Holland was connected to Sony, but Sony couldn't use Spider-Man in their movies. And, like, so it makes sense that they were probably like, hey, we want to have... We can make movies together, that's fine.
Yeah, but we also want to be
using our property. We want them in our shit, too, because Venom was successful.
Yeah.
Not to gape off of... TK's answer there, but yeah, he went with Endgame, and I'm like, okay, well, I went with episode 8, unfortunately. It's the last movie that
made
me feel something. I'm still angry.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years later of like, you did this to me.
Yeah.
You did this.
I know, because that, like, again, Comic-Con was a lot of fun. Just making you choose between that and... God, what was the other one? BVS, yeah. It was between that and BVS. Yeah. And obviously...
BVS won. Did it?
No, yeah, I think
it was... I can't even remember which one won at this point, because...
It was just
it terrible. Depends on the day that I get angry, but...
I like how you just bounce your anger between the two.
It's... But yeah, it was the last one that made me really have any sort of emotional impact.
But we also talk about the idea that I would rather a movie make me feel something, good or bad, than just walk out of it saying blah.
Yeah, because I'm not going to remember Ad Astra at this point.
Oh, fuck no.
Like, I'm going to forget that I saw it almost and be like, oh yeah.
But that, like, I was talking to someone about, like, survey results and those ones where they have, like, strongly agree, strongly disagree, and neutral. And it's one of those they always talk about that you want to see whatever you can drive people from to one side or the other, get those neutrals out of there is the best thing you can do for yourself. Because if people actually feel or care something about it, then they're at least invested and you know where they're at. And I was like, at least you felt something about it.
Yeah, I hate that mindset, but I understand the mindset.
Yeah.
What'd you go with, buddy?
Mine's also Endgame. But it's actually, it wasn't because of Tony dying. It was literally... I still have... I have Portals, that song, like the soundtrack, on my damn Spotify playlist because I remember when I first...
Like, the cartoons are finally real?
Yeah, dude. Like, that little dong-dong thing, like, my heart went boom-boom right at the same time. And it literally made me, like, regress as a kid. And I felt so excited. I felt, like, a little emotional. It was crazy. And that was the first time I saw that. I remember it so impactfully. So then I hear that song now and it still gets me. I'm like, fuck yes. The movie, rest of the movie could have been shit. I wouldn't give a crap. And you're like,
man, it was shit.
Yeah. But, like, that scene was worth it. Worth everything. That whole scene, I'm like, fuck yes.
The it ended pretty strong.
It's probably one of the fewer ones I felt like the third act was actually the stronger part of the acts.
Yeah.
If you think about it, because usually it's 1, 2, and then 3 is like meh.
Right.
Or 1 is meh, 2 is pretty good. 2 is
like great, and then but 3 like, is whatever.
For this one, I felt like that the third act of the movie was actually probably the stronger part of it, because it knew what it was, and it unabashedly did it. Mm-hmm. Did he throw elbows? Look, he threw elbows.
No, he rolled.
A little angry person.
All right, so for this week's pod question, I want to know, what would be your Smurf name if you were a Smurf?
This is how now, I know. This is how I know you have a daughter, because I heard Sarah's mom going like, "Are you still a Smurf?" She's like, "Mm-hmm." And I was like, okay, I have no idea what's going on.
Now, remember, your Smurf name can't be like Bob or Tom.
It's something like, Smurf, right?
It's almost like a job or whatever. And yeah, something Smurf.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. Send us your answers at batandhammer@gmail.com. Batandhammer on Twitter. Sprekins a Geek on Facebook. You can reach me at Tara Skippy.
I'm at Craig Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. Even for only about half an hour, we're worth it.
I did say we're watching Hereditary, right?
Yeah, we're watching Hereditary.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're watching Hereditary. Is that a sound effect from the movie? Because I don't really like it if that's the case.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 329 of Sprekin' Say Geek. So for Sprekin' Say Geek, I'm back.
I'm Hammer.
And Brick's your geek.
Have a great week, dick.